and I'm with Jérôme Tréruel, who is the director of the Vieille Charrue here in Carré. Thank you very much for your time, Jérôme. You must be very busy right now.
Yes, thank you for coming. Yes, it's a moment just before the beginning of the construction of the festival. So we have a lot of meeting and a lot of things to do before the opening day.
I understand you sold all the tickets.
Yes, it's the first time that we sold all the tickets 2 months before the event. It's a very good thing for you because we imagine that the public love the Vieille Charrue, and it's the best answer for us to see that all tickets are sold. But it's very strange for us because you know that it's nearly four Stade de France during 4 days in Carré, in our small town. So it's very strange to imagine that all people want to come to the Vieille Charrue.
And how many people are we talking about? How many tickets have you sold?
We sold more than 220,000 tickets for the public, and we have tickets for the partner. So we will around 70,000 people each day at the festival during 4 days, so nearly 280,000 people during 4 days at the Vieille Charrue.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of people.
A lot of volunteers to help?
Yes, we had around 6,000 volunteers who came to help us. It's a lot of a non-profit organization close to Carré who came to help us, and we give them financial help to their own project at the end of the festival. And it's around 100 non-profit organizations who came with their volunteers, and we give them around 100,000 euros for their own project each year.
And this is money that is generated by the festival?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
The festival decided many years ago to help their own project in response to thanks them for coming and help us to welcome all these attendees during the festival.
The festival's over 4 days.
Yeah.
If the weather's fine, will there be enough beer?
No, it's very strange, but if you have a lot of sun during the festival, people don't drink a lot of beer. They prefer, it's more important to drink water, and water is free at the Vieille Charrue. But, you know, it's better when the sun is shining because all people have a big smile during the festival and are happy to be here to make a great party with a great music. But we had some years raining edition, and we know to organize an edition when it's rain, but it's not the same atmosphere. So we prefer when the sun is shining.
How many years has the Vieille Charrue been going now?
It began in 92, and it will be in next month, the 26th edition of the festival.
You've been in charge for how long?
I began in 98 as volunteer. I work at a communication and press office. It was the years when a lot of artists have problem to win the life with the disc. It changed the economical model about the festival because the price of the artist grow up a lot of. And we have to find other solutions to pay the artists because you know that at the Vieille Charrue we don't have any help from the different French institutions. So we have a specific economical model. 80% of the Vieille Charrue budget is with the festivalier, and 20% with different sponsors. So we had to reorganize our economical model to continue to have a big headliner.
Because you've got some great names.
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing this year?
This year we will have Arcade Fire, we'll have Kungs, Manu Chao, Renault, Royal Blood from Great Britain, and we have again Men Idol, Paolo Conte, Michael Moore and Lewis, Digisnake, a lot of more. More than 80 bands will come during 4 days.
Why do you think it's so successful?
I think because we have a specific spirit in the Vieille Charrue, specific way in our mind. We want to welcome people in our party as if we organize a barbecue at home in our garden. We want to be accessible for all people, accessible with the price. A ticket is during 3 years at 44 euros. It's less price than go to a French venue, a French Zenith, or the Arena at Brest, or the Liberté Arena for one artist. And we want to be accessible by the price, and we want to be accessible by the music. We try each year to organize the most beautiful musical photography of the year. But you know that it's not very easy because it's a very concurrential business now, all over France, but all over Europe and all over the world. So the band, most of the big band, go in the different events where they give a lot of money. And in France, we give more money, but we are not the country where you give the most money. So it's not easy, but we have the advantage to hire the Vieille Charrue, and the Vieille Charrue is now a name, a big name in Europe, because we have a specific spirit, specific organization with volunteers, and we have, I think, the best attendees all over Europe, because when a band come on stage and begin their show, they have the big sea of people from them, and they are very lovely with the band, and we have a specific atmosphere, and they've also this type of atmosphere in other events.
I've noticed when I've been to the Vieille Charrue that there were people from all generations there. I mean, mostly young people, but also some very young people and also some older people like myself.
yes, because we want that it's a festival for everybody. And it's a festival for everybody, each age, and each music, each style of music. And we want to panache, to mix. It's a very good game for us to imagine a lineup with sometimes the band from the kids or the children, and sometimes the music for people who are more age, and maybe for parents. And I very like to imagine that family can go together to the festival. And you know that this year, for example, when we present the lineup and announce that Manu Chao will play, all people more than 40, 45 years said, yes, it's wonderful, we don't see him since 20 years at the Vieille Charrue. And the young people said, who is Manu Chao? And the months after, we announced the end of the lineup, and we announced Feder, MHD. Those bands are for the young guys. And my partner, my parents said, what this band? I don't know them.
Now, you're a music fan, I presume.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like?
I love, really, really love Britpop. I fell in love when I was 16 or 17, and it was a real flash for me. One day I hear about David Bowie or Suede band, and it was a revelation for me. I remember at this time that I live close to Saint-Brieuc, and we don't have internet. And I go to Saint-Brieuc to buy the Enemy and Melody Maker because I want to know what will happen in the UK before those bands come to France.
What do you think the impact is for Carré?
I think it's a very good impact. It's very important for this small town to have a huge event as the Vieille Charrue, and to have an event who may come Bruce Springsteen, James Brown, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and Muse, and other one. It's very important for this way, and another way for the economical impact, because we try to organize this event in working with the different energy around the festival in Carré, and then the Finisterre and the French Brittany, and we try to find all that we need all over the territoire. And it's a vieille charrue touch that other festivals don't have.
Last question. When are the Rolling Stones coming to play?
Ah. If you are the number phone, I want it, because it's one of my dreams to make them come. But you know that when they play in a big stadium.
Yeah.
So you know that vieille charrue, I told you that vieille charrue in capacity is quite the same as the Stade de France. So I try to work with the different producers to make them understand that we can do this year.
Mm.
In terms of technical condition, we can receive bands like Rolling Stone. In terms of budget, artistic budget, I think that we can welcome them. They know that we have the best audience all over the world. It's when they want. I want them.
Jérôme Triorel, director of the Vieille Charrue, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. See you soon.